This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Thank you, Jason. I'm Vincent Fennelli. We broadcast 2 hours from the United States. Monday through Friday, we are live 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line is up, 605-477-3249. It's up 24/7. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
I am well. You know, Gwyneth, we've got a number of things to talk about today, including Tommy Robinson, Jeffrey Epstein, however you want to pronounce his name, gardening. But I wanted to share something that I have recently experienced. So I was under the hood of a 2004 Mercedes, so it's 15 years old. And I pulled out the dipstick. You know, check the engine oil. Well, there's a cap where the dipstick, and it's a dipstick handle, but connected to the dipstick handle is no dipstick. Mercedes, I think the accountants have run amok at Mercedes, and they've decided that there's no need for an engine oil dipstick. So I decided to look up, I had to check the engine oil. It's real easy. All you do is you get in the car, you make sure that it's been sitting for 5 to 10 minutes. Then you put the key in the ignition. Then you turn the key to the run position, not the start position, but the run position. I'm sorry, to the on position. And you press a button a couple times, maybe 5 times. And you get to a menu on the dash, and it says check engine oil. And then you wait. And then a few seconds later, it tells you whether you've got the right amount of engine oil or whether it's low and how much it's low. And that part, when it breaks, parts and labor to fix it is $225. But the problem is, you can't look at the engine oil. You can't get any idea about whether you should change it or not by the color, the feel, the look, because there's no dipstick. And to make matters better, for the GDP, the generally dumb public who owns these things, or at least what Mercedes thinks, is the fluid for the transmission is called sealed for life. Now, what does that mean? Your life, its life, the life of the fluid? No one really knows. But what happens is there is no transmission dipstick that you can see. And if you get on the internet and you say, so how do I check the oil on my 2004 Mercedes E320, which is just a, you know, their mid-sized car or station wagon. Well, it'll say that you can't check the transmission fluid. Well, you can, because I got under this darn thing. I put it up on the lift, and I was determined to figure this thing out. Well, there is a dipstick tube. But what they did was, instead of putting it in front of the engine where you can see it and reach it and easily find it, they put it behind the engine, and they cut it off so low that you can't see it. So, and there's a cap that's black and it's sealed, so you're going to have to break the seal on the cap to get to it. But they say you can't check it. Well, you can, but you have to buy a dipstick. So if you want to check your engine oil, you have to buy a dipstick, and you can get it on eBay. The Chinese sell them for maybe $10, and you can get a transmission dipstick for maybe $15. So if you have one of these ridiculously enhanced vehicles that the accountants have made miserable to live with, you can get a dipstick for your engine oil and your transmission oil. But you have to check and make sure, because in 2005, Mercedes eliminated the dipstick altogether. So if you wanted to top off your transmission fluid, what you would have to do is you'd have to get under the car. And then what happens is you pull out the drain plug. And what they've done is they put a riser inside the transmission oil pan so that when you pull out the drain plug, if it has the right amount of oil, it will start to drip out of the drain plug. If it doesn't have enough oil, you have to fill it from the bottom through the drain plug. Now, that's like filling your engine with engine oil from the drain plug on the bottom of the oil pan. That's how crazy it's become. Well, it had to be the accountants. Yeah, we're having a little trouble hearing you, Gwyneth. Maybe you could speak a little closer. A little bit. Let me just. Can you do it again?
I can move the phone.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right.
Well, the basic idea is move the phone during the ads.
All right. Right there. Where what you did was the best it's been. So.
Okay. Yep.
So when I explain, and we have a delay, let me tell you how much of a delay we have. We have about 0.6 seconds delay from me to GCN, probably another 0.6 seconds or more. So figure we've got 1.5 to 2 seconds delay between you and me, Gwyneth. So people think that we talk on top of each other and we don't know what we're doing. It's because of the delay from continent to continent, so that's what's happening. But so what is your take? You've been under a car, you've been turning wrenches and sockets and ratchets and what's your take on what I said about how you'd fill a Mercedes transmission from underneath? What's your take on that?
My take on that is, who thought of that one? It's a stupid idea.
Right. And the research that I've been doing, people have been trying to call the Mercedes dealer and say, I can't find the dipstick. I can't find this. How do you, they'll call the service department and say, I have this Mercedes that you guys sold. How do I check such and such? And Mercedes is no help whatsoever. None. And I happen to be looking at the service records over a 15-year period that came with this car. Mercedes service records. An oil change by Mercedes is $130. 130. I saw service bills on this car that are ridiculous. There's probably, if I added up all the service records, almost $10,000 worth of service records from the Mercedes dealer and the local import auto specialist, if you want to call them that, the guy that services imported cars. About $10,000 worth of repairs in 15 years, repairs and maintenance. That's crazy. Now, I know what the oil filter costs. Mercedes charges $29.95 for the oil filter. That oil filter, I buy an OEM oil filter made by the same companies that make them for Mercedes, and I pay about maybe $3 for them. So Mercedes charges 10 times more for the oil filter. So it's absolutely crazy having your... If you have a Mercedes, you have to do your work yourself. As a matter of fact, right now, no matter what kind of vehicle you have, you've got to do the work yourself because it's getting so expensive. Just as another exclamation point, our son was repairing a light socket on a headlight bulb. Just a plastic socket with the three little terminals on it for a standard current production, 2008 model Toyota. So it's this little plastic socket that attaches to the headlight bulb, the back of the headlight bulb, and has two wires on it. And that part at AutoZone, this little plastic connector, is $25. Now, that's before someone you know, installs it. So you're probably, if you have to have a headlight connector, and both of them were burned out, by the way, because they get too hot. They get too hot because they're designed poorly on a Toyota Tundra pickup truck. So now you're looking at to replace two connectors and solder them in place and use heat shrink tubing and do the job right. If you paid a mechanic, you're looking at $100 to replace two light sockets. It's nuts.
That's amazing. Here's a handy tip. I noticed this afternoon. I was at the public library in our nearest really big town, and I noticed that they had a maintenance and repair manual for automobiles. They had a whole section of maybe several hundred maintenance and repair manuals at the public library. I don't know if that happens at every public library, but it's, if you're looking for a maintenance and repair manual for your particular automobile, it would be really, really useful to check if your local library has a maintenance and repair manual section. Because, you know, you could potentially just go and photocopy the part that you need each time. Because right. It was really handy. The maintenance and repair manual section was right next to the photocopiers.
And sometimes the libraries decide that they don't need them anymore, and they will sell them at their annual sale, to the book dumping sale. I don't know what you would call it, but the libraries around here seem to think that they need to get rid of books, and they'll sell them for 25 cents, 50 cents, sometimes as much as a dollar. But over the years, I've collected a whole bunch of these automobile service manuals, the same ones you're talking about, Chilton's, Haynes, Motors, which is that's a type of a repair manual called Motors Repair Manual. So I have a whole bunch of these for the vehicles that we own. And also, class, if you're interested, sometimes it's hard to get them, but you can buy them on eBay. Now, I don't like buying the manuals that are on DVD, but sometimes if you're looking at a manual that would cost $1,000, and I'm not exaggerating, you might find it for $20 as a DVD. So, you know, keep that in mind. But sometimes it's hard to make those DVDs work. But if you have a, I mentioned H. Ross Perot had a Porsche 928, and we have it. We have his old 1979 white Porsche 928 in our form. And I wanted the manuals for it. And the manuals, if you put them end-to-end, stood them up on a bookshelf, as you normally would place these books, they're in binders, there are probably 15 or 18 binders. So it's like 3 feet wide, almost 3 feet wide, for this one particular vehicle. And the price used to be, if you wanted to buy them on the Internet, on eBay, $1,000 for the shop manual set for the Porsche 928. Now, that's one vehicle. That's not combined. All of Porsche. It's crazy. It's crazy. But if you go to the dealer and you want them to do anything, you're looking at $150 per hour to look or to turn wrenches. And then the parts get marked up exorbitantly. So owning a Porsche and having a dealer work on it is just, it's like for the Jeffrey Epsteins of the world, or Epsteins, whatever kind of, however you pronounce it. You want to bash Jeffrey Epstein when we come back?
I'd love to give him a kill
on. Yeah, okay, let's do it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect
support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Live in Australia, Gwyneth Isaacs. Jeffrey Epstein. Epstein, however you'd like to pronounce it. Gwyneth, what are your thoughts?
The guy's a pedo. He's a monster. He deserves to everything that's coming to him. He's been known to have been running this pedophile cartel for many, many, many years. We're talking about back when one of his main customers back in the day when he was POTUS was William Jefferson Clinton. And probably also Billary as well. But definitely good old, what was it that he said? I definitely did not have sex with that woman, Mr. Clinton. I did not have sex with that woman.
That's what he said.
Monica Lewinsky, him, that one. You know, Jeffrey Epstein had this was a New York billionaire, okay? He had a lot of legitimate businesses. And then he had his side business, which was abducting children and putting them on his Boeing 727 jet, flying them out to the Caribbean, flying all of his friends out to the Caribbean, up to his private island, which had a hotel built on it, five-star hotel. And this plane became known as the Lolita Express because it, you know, he would fly little girls out to the Caribbean. I'm talking about girls from the age of 3 to maybe the age of 15. He would fly them out to the Caribbean and all of his friends would rape them. And some of those girls never ever came back from that island. They were murdered on the island. The guy is a monster, and he deserves to be arrested. He deserves to have the book thrown at him. And he has been arrested. On Monday, he had an FBI raid on his New York City apartment. And personally, I did a YouTube video about this. I think it was on Tuesday. I did a YouTube video about it. Could have been Monday. I'm not sure of the time because there's a time difference as well. And but anyway, he got arrested by the FBI, and he's not been given bail. They're gonna lock him up. And personally, I think that a possibility is that they'll do a plea bargain with him, that they'll say, well, it's like this, you're looking at like 100 years in jail, but we'll let you out in 5 if you deal with us. You know, and give us the names of all the people that you've been dealing with. Personally, I think that's what's going to happen. Okay? But not any sources that I have. That's just my own intuition, deduction, and logic there. But there's a thing. If you're a pedophile and you go into jail, you generally get specialed out for some special treatment. How's that? I just invented that word, okay, specialed. But I think that it's appropriate. You get singled out for some special treatment by the other prisoners. Okay? And there's a saying that I say from time to time. I didn't come up with this thing, but it's a goodie, so I use it as don't drop the soap. And I would recommend to Jeffrey Epstein that he better definitely not drop the soap. Okay? If anyone wants to know what don't drop the soap means, you can look it up on your favorite search engine, and I'm sure it will tell you. Or I'm sure that you could figure it out for yourself. I think he's going to be singled out for some special treatment when he gets into prison because he is so infamous. He has had, like I said, just Bill Clinton alone, there was over 20 times where he's listed on the manifest of the aircraft. Now, the manifest lists the crew, the passengers, and the cargo on any vessel. And this has been the case, and it's in the logbook, been the case since ancient times, where ship captains had to list the crew, the vessel, the passengers, and the cargo, and any prisoners that they're carrying. And it all has to be listed in the manifest.
We'll be right back. We'll be right
Hello,
back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Britain's ambassador to the United States abruptly resigning today over his leaked diplomatic cables that were critical of President Trump. Sir Kim Darroch saying that he's resigning to put an end to speculation surrounding how long he would stay on in Washington after memos came out recently showing him describing the Trump administration as inept and chaotic. The president had responded on Twitter recently calling Derek wacky, stupid, and incompetent. An estimated 2 million fans have lined up in New York City for a parade to celebrate the U.S. Women's Soccer Team World Cup victory. This man says he's there to
get a glimpse of the team, show them that, like, you know, we're out here, we appreciate them and all the work that they put in, even if they, you know, are only in the spotlight every few years. Hopefully that changes.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my
when you go to the
PC
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
So what does this have to do with preparedness? Well, I remember being at many a meetup in Springfield, Missouri, and the meetup group would say, why don't you teach us, you know, how to do such and such, you know. And I said many times, I'm really not interested in repeating how to store matches for 20 years in a jar. We've already gone over this so many times. What I really want to do is teach you how to think. And what this is about in terms of preparedness and relating to preparedness is if you think that the rich and famous are holier than thou, we're going to teach you otherwise right now. So Jeffrey Epstein, or Epstein, there's an article about him in NY Mag, New York Intelligencer, it says. And it says here, Jeffrey Epstein's, or Epstein's, Rolodex, a guide to his famous friends and acquaintances. So let me just mention a few of these names. Bill Clinton, as you said. Donald Trump. Next one, Alan Dershowitz, the attorney and Harvard professor, Harvard law professor. And according to this article, two different women have said that they were trafficked by Epstein, and directed to have sex with the prominent Harvard law professor.
Dershowitz.
Okay.
And how many lawyers did he Prince, sign?
Well, how many lawyers did he what?
Yeah.
Prince Andrew. Prince Andrew, the Duke of York, Prince Charles' younger brother, is a longtime personal friend of Epstein.
Did you know he's been directly accused. No, that's Prince Edward,
gay pedophile, you know, geez. Prince Andrew, the Duke of York, Prince Charles' younger brother, is a longtime personal friend of Epstein's and has been directly accused of having sex with at least one underage girl. Okay.
Tom Barrack,
Fire and Fury's first book on the Trump administration, reported that Trump, Epstein, and a private equity manager and Trump campaign senior advisor Tom Barrack were set a nightlife of musketeers in the 1980s and 90s, whatever that means. I don't know. Mort Zuckerman, he's a media mogul. He's a former owner of the New York Daily News. His name comes up with Epstein. Woody Allen. Now, Woody Allen has been accused of interest in younger girls for a very long time. Woody Allen, the movie, I won't say star and I won't say personality, movie ilk. Larry Summers, he's the former Harvard president and President Clinton's Treasury Secretary, Larry Summers. He is a friend of Epstein's. Bill Barr, and he's the, the Attorney General William Barr's father managed to get him a job teaching math at the prestigious Dalton School in the 1970s. So we have Bill Barr. And then we have Ken Starr. Remember Ken Starr, the former president's independent counsel? He's involved. And Lawrence Krauss. He is the theoretical physicist who retired from Arizona State University multiple sexual misconduct allegations. He's a friend of Epstein's. And then Harvey Weinstein. It's hard to get all these Steins and Steins separated in my mind. So there are plenty of people who are involved with Jeffrey Epstein. So he has powerful friends, big money, and these young ladies who are coming to the front now and are accusing him are saying that they were underage, that he would want these massages. He would pay them like $300 for a massage. He had these women who were his pimps, or I don't even know what the word would be. These women would go out and find these young girls and bring them to Epstein.
Well, like Oprah Winfrey. Barbara Streisand. That's two names that have come up. And that other one, there was another lady as well, but her name just escapes me at the moment. But I definitely remember Barbara Streisand and Oprah Winfrey's name coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You know? This is how they operate. If anyone, you know, has ever read the Bram Stoker novel, Dracula had this butler, and his name was called Renfield, and Renfield's job was to go out and find fresh blood for Dracula. And he would lure people into the castle, and then Dracula would bite them. That's the sort of thing you're talking about. In the pedophile area, those sorts of people are the procurers, the ones who recruit the fresh meat for these people. This is their words, by the way. Okay, this is the words that they use. You know, they're called Renfields, okay? And they're called Renfields after Count Dracula's butler. So, the thing is what I think has happened, Vincent, is this. I think that this is absolutely tied up with the Tommy Robinson thing, okay? That because Trump has, gosh, Trump has been looking to get Jeffrey Epstein basically for many years, and certainly for the last 18 months since he's been president, because he sort of circulated with Epstein in New York City, and he actually went to one of Epstein's pool parties where there were underage children in the swimming pool, and as soon as Trump realized what was going on, he left. Okay? So President Trump was not actually implicated in the pedophile area. But I think that he's cut a deal with Epstein's people anyway, okay? Because you can just about guarantee that Epstein had contacts on the inside of the FBI. There's no way that he did not get prior warning that this raid was coming, okay? But I think that he has been offered a deal that he gets put away for a reduced sentence of maybe 5 years, okay? And in return, this pedophile cartel gets Tommy Robinson. I have not read that anywhere. That is my pure deduction, okay? Because of the fact that Jeffrey Epstein was arrested on one day and Tommy Robinson's case came up before the Old Bailey, which is like the British Supreme Court, quite literally the following day. And he was found guilty. And he's going to be sentenced, he's probably already been sentenced, Thursday British time, which is, oh gosh, probably right about now. And I think that Tommy Robinson, his big crime was exposing a pedophile cartel. Well, gosh, gee, fancy that. And, the Prince Andrew happens to be tied up in all of this, you know, and that Prince Andrew is also, the whole royal family Rothschild stinking heap of mess has been implicated in this, Muslim sex trafficking ring thing that Tommy Robinson exposed in his little area of Luton. Now, Luton is a working class area. Okay, it's not a wealthy, rich area. It's an area where the ordinary people live. So, but he just wouldn't shut up. And he went and he insisted, Tommy Robinson insisted, that people take action to shut down this pedophile cartel in his area. Because what he found out was that these Muslims weren't just raping little boys and girls, that they were actually murdering them and turning them into kebabs and selling the kebabs through their kebab shops. And that really made him quite angry, and he went and exposed them. So I believe that a deal has been done. Tommy Robinson yesterday, that would be, Tuesday American time, or Monday or Tuesday American time, went on the Alex Jones show and appealed to President Trump for political asylum. And what I've been hearing from the White House regarding that appeal for political asylum is crickets. So I think that it's a really, really nasty, messy can of worms, Vincent. Does that make sense?
It does. Now, you use the word kebab. What is a kebab?
A kebab is a skewer of usually bamboo, sometimes steel, sometimes some other type of wood, and it has cubes of meat put onto it. And sometimes things like tomatoes, onions, you know, bits of capsicum, or whatever, and then you have this stick of meat and you put it on a barbecue. And you barbecue it.
Let me see if I've got this right. We're turning these sex traffic victims into shish kebab.
Yeah. And the Metropolitan Police in London investigated it and found out that it was so. And they had no choice but to arrest these Muslims because they found the carcasses. There's no question about it. They were doing that. They found the carcasses of these children, and these men were actually doing that. They were actually cutting up these abused children, killing them, cutting them up and turning them into shish, cutting them, selling the shish kebabs through their shop, through their kebab shop.
Gwyneth, what is it with these people that, you know, I'm looking at their picture. Woody Allen, he's not a handsome guy. Let's see, Bill Clinton, he's not a handsome guy. Alan Dershowitz is not a handsome guy. Lawrence Krauss is not a handsome guy. Steven Pinker is not a handsome guy. Kevin Spacey, depends. Generally, no, not a handsome guy. Larry Summers, not a handsome guy. Ken Starr, not a handsome guy. So when you look at these people, Les Wexner, not a handsome guy. Mort Zuckerman, not a handsome guy. Now, these are my opinions, okay? So what is it with these not handsome guys that causes them to chase little girls? What is it? Do you know?
Literally devil worshippers.
Let's talk more about that when we come back. This is upsetting.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Talking about the horrors of Jeffrey Epstein. And Daily Mail has an article that says, quote, "It's a nice role we are on," end quote. Interview resurfaces with Epstein and all of his female executives who were on call 24/7, paid $200,000, and flew on his private jet, among speculation that they procured girls for him. So there you have it. So he had three executives who he paid $200,000 to go find young girls. And that's what they did, according to this article. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine getting paid to find fresh meat for the Lolita Express? That's what we're talking about.
You know, I would really like to know if any of these executives had any contact with Child Protective Services.
You know, we've always speculated about Holly Weird, and we've speculated about, you know, the rise to success, these young girls who become television and movie stars. What did they have to do to get those positions? And there's always been that speculation. It's been called the casting couch. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's the truth of it. But I think that, like I say, it's a really deep and dark rabbit hole. And if there's anyone out there who has trouble getting their mind around how people can be so evil, this is the sort of thing that I had to escape from. And by the grace of God, I did escape from it with my two sons from Western Australia. And we quite literally fled from Western Australia across one of the driest and most dangerous, most inhospitable deserts on Earth, which is called the Nullarbor, okay? And we crossed the Nullarbor in a Nissan E20 camper van, my sons and I, back in the day, and the dog. And we were chased. We ended up in Victoria. We were camping in the Eildon State Forest. And we were chased. They eventually caught up to us in the Eildon State Forest. And they set a hit team on us in the Eildon State Forest. There would have been about 30 or 40 men, and there were jet skis on the lake, that's on Lake Eildon, with men carrying high-powered rifles. They had about five or six Alsatians that they set into the forest to hunt us. They had spotter planes, Red Devil spotter planes, flying overhead. They had aluminium pumps on the lake, and they were hunting us, and if they'd found us, they would have killed us in that state forest. But by the grace of God, they didn't find us. And that evening, we hiked 20 kilometres from the Eildon State Forest into the town of Eildon in Victoria, E-I-L-D-O-N, and I had a backpack with some gemstones in it. There were $20,000 worth of gemstones in that backpack. And 18 months later, the backpack was found. My backpack and my son's backpack. Okay, three backpacks were found. And there was my driver's license and my Medicare card in the backpack. And you know, it was a West Australian driver's license, and they the WA police were the people who were chasing me, because they were protecting these pedophiles in Western Australia. And you know, that's what happened there. And I found out a lot of really, really interesting information, which is going to remain confidential as long as I'm safe, of course, and as long as I'm out and about in the universe. But that is what happened. And everything that I've said there, I've said in the public domain many times. You can go onto my Facebook page and go back through the archives of my Facebook page, back to the end of November, beginning of December 2012. And you can read how I blasted the WA police and their minions and goons that were wanting to kill us in that state forest. And how as soon as I got within mobile signal range, I went on Facebook. And I absolutely blasted them on Facebook. That post is still there. So, and as soon as I did that, they called off their operation within about 10 or 15 minutes.
All right, we'll be right back with Gwen.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.